The Bank of China's entry into the British market will come as a surprise to some and a relief to many. It hasn't been crippled by the credit crunch, and it's rich with Chinese savings when many big European banks are still struggling with massive government bailout loans. The Chinese also bring with them more than a whiff of old-fashioned banking, the kind of rules that prevailed before the credit crunch when bankers actually talked first to their customers. The bank will use its own capital, another return to past practice. Economists will laud what's happening as evidence that the market does work. The Chinese earn money from selling cheap goods to Europeans, then save what they earn in banks, which then cycle the money back to Europeans as loans for them to buy property. Others have spotted the same opportunities as the Bank of China. Israeli and Swedish banks, also less affected by the credit crunch than the mainstream European banks, are offering loans in the potentially lucrative British home loans market substantially cheaper than the local alternative.